Welcome back, you horny little rats. It's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good, smutty fun. Enjoy. And don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten to listen to the r/smut podcast, where Riley and I will be doing blind reactions every Tuesday to Reddit erotica.
Welcome to r/smut, where we find the spiciest stories that Reddit has to offer and read it to you, horny little rats. It's time to r/smutup and listen.
Hey, it's Charlotte.
It's Riley.
And we're back with more Reddit erotica.
Hey.
And if you're listening to this on your normal podcasting platforms, head on over to Patreon. Go check us out.
It's one of those episodes. Hello. Hello, everyone. Go to Patreon. My teeth are gritted. Do you hear it?
We do this every Tuesday over on Patreon for the low, low price of $3 a month.
So this one comes from Front Thrust. And the title is How My Therapist Became My Daddy. And the tags are female 23, male 44, female POV, BDSM, spanking, blowjob, age gap. That's not even like a crazy age gap.
It's 21 years.
Yeah, it is. I take back what I said. Never mind. For some reason in my head, I was like, that's only like 10 years. You guys are crazy. What the fuck?
Yeah, don't do that.
No, I take back everything I said. Why did you do it, Jessica? Dr. Douglas drops his notepad and glasses to the side table, and his heavy leather chair squeaks as he leans back in sighs. His gray eyes stare sternly over his steepled fingers as he waits for my reply. Dr. Douglas has been my therapist for 13 years, and he has helped me overcome a lot in my fucked up life. With his help, I have an education, a career, and a place of my own, a place where I am safe. I blow a stray hair from my face and shrug. I guess I did it for the same reasons I always end up doing it. He says nothing as he pulls a golden watch from the pocket of his navy blue vest and flicks the cover open and closed, never breaking our eye contact to check the time. My answer is not good enough. I cheated on Brad because he was going to ask me to marry him. I know that what I did was wrong, and I should have just told him I wasn't ready for a commitment that heavy. But in my defense, at least this way, he is gone for good. What was Brad lacking? My face reddens and I shrug my shoulders. You do know. Tell me this then. How do you feel when you cheat? What drives you to do it?
Cheater.
Nasty bitch.
Nasty.
I lower my head and stare at my fidgeting hands in my lap as they pull at the hem of my skirt. I don't look up as Dr. Douglas's chair squeaks and his brown shoes stop on the carpeted floor in front of me. I smell clean soap on his hand as he applies firm pressure under my chin, forcing my head upwards. It is a long way up from my vantage point, crouched on this low sofa, but eventually those steely eyes have me in their hold as they pull out the reasons that I do not even want to admit to myself. You cheat because you like the rush that comes with doing something that you think is bad. You did this as a child too, Jessica. When you come home to your significant other and tell him what you have done, he does not give you the reaction you need, does he? Dr. Douglas caresses my hair gently as though he were stroking a cat, and I am tempted to purr and rub my face against him. Instead, I acknowledge him with a nod and he continues. Had he been giving you what you needed, you never would have had the inclination to cheat to begin with. Tears fill my eyes, and I nod more fervently as Dr. Douglas continues to stroke me. You are a good girl, Jessica. You simply need reminding from time to time, that is all. His caressing hand presses my head to his thigh, and I do it. I rub my cheek against him like I am his little pet, and I sigh, relieved that somebody understands me and relieved that I am not a bad girl.
Oh, this is weird.
Yeah. Yep. Dr. Douglas sits next to me and rests his hand on my lap below the hem of my skirt. When you do good, you should be praised and rewarded and given reasons to want to continue doing good. But when you misbehave, we have to nip that in the bud right away. He pats his lap. Lay across me, Jessica. My eyes bulge and I wonder if he is serious. Immediately, Jessica. I'd be like, oh, what?
What are we?
No. I don't know why, but when he's saying like, lay across me, Jessica, I'm just picturing her like planking on top of him.
The least sexy thing she could possibly do.
Yeah. I slide to my knees on the coarse carpet and bend over Dr. Douglas's lap, sending my short skirt up over my bum. I am blushing profusely, and deep down, I know this should not be happening, but I am engulfed in a thrill far more potent than any affair I have ever had, because right now, I am engaging in something very, very bad with my doctor. A firm and heavy hand settles on my back, and the other hand rubs circles around my bum cheek. One, then the other. The touch abruptly ends, and a loud slap rings in the quiet room. It doesn't hurt at all. Slap. My other cheek receives an equally loud and painless strike. The next two slaps come lower towards my thighs and they sting a little. Dr. Douglas soothes them and his thumb grazes the damp strip of panty that covers my slit, causing me to shiver before he sends two more painful strikes to my warming bum cheeks. I whine a little and I squirm on his lap, feeling a growing prick between his legs. Ah! I cry out. The slaps are really burning now and I am raw. Even his caresses between slaps become excruciating, yet I feel the juice trickling from my pussy and he is gathering it up and rubbing it all over me. When he hits me again, I cry. I can't take anymore. I try to break free, but his hand holds me down with ease. We are almost done. He purrs smoothly. Soon, I will be satisfied that you have gotten all that you deserve. Out of nowhere, a finger sinks into my wet pussy and strikes against my insides, quickly bringing me near to an orgasm before withdrawing and lashing me again. The sting almost delivers the final caress to my eruption.
What kind of therapy session is this?
I know. How'd she find him, first of all?
I don't know. Craigslist?
Yeah, and then once they're together, once you guys, like, find each other, say you don't know this is, like, how he is. How do you get to this point?
I don't know. He was like, you're a bad girl, but I can make you a good girl. Lay on me. And she's like, okay, touch my pussy.
Okay. Man, I'm wet. Everything goes quiet, and Dr. Douglas shifts above me, and his warm mouth touches my sore bottom, delivering gentle licks and kisses. I sink into his lap as my body relaxes all over, but more surprise strikes stiffen me with tension again. I moan as he returns to gentle fingering, bringing me so close, so fucking close. I'm gonna...
Arr! Is she a pirate?
Arr!
That's what it says.
I don't know. Actually, what is A-R-G-H?
Arg.
What a noise to make.
Arg.
Oh, fuck. He is wailing on me relentlessly now. Wailing on you? Is he just fucking beating the shit her? Out of you? Yeah, yeah. He's like, bow, bow, bow.
Bad girl.
That's not funny. Oh, my God.
No, you shouldn't get beat up by your psychiatrist.
If you do, report him to the board. That's scary.
Or if he does any of these things to you, you shouldn't be getting finger blasted by him either.
I guess unless you're into it, but I still think that's not allowed. It's not.
No, very much not allowed.
I know.
Even if you're into
it. It's not a lot. Yeah, no. I am screeching. He is panting. His cock is a rock beneath my stomach. Oh God, what's happening to me? I whine as the intense heat that spreads over my beaten ass sinks deeper and deeper into my core. I'm not going to stop until you come. Dr. Douglas grunts and penetrates me again, only briefly before returning to his relentless slaps. Suddenly, his slaps are contained right in the middle, spanking my clit. I am tangled up in ropes of pleasure and pain, and my only way out is to orgasm, and I am on the brink of doing exactly that. But I am holding it in because I do not want this to end. Come for your daddy, Jessica. Oh, God. My entire body convulses, and I feel like I am being turned inside out as I lose all control to him. I come so hard. Nobody other than myself has ever made me come like this. I do not know when the spanking ended, and his hand began gently rubbing out my moment, feeding it and expanding it.
Rubbing out your moment?
Yeah.
Also, I just read ahead a little bit. I'm so excited. Keep going.
Oh, no. Good girl, he whispers as he eases me back to reality. I am in his clinic, sprawled across his lap with my swollen red tush exposed to the air. Dr. Douglas repositions my tired body, sliding me to the floor between his widespread legs. He strokes my hair again, and he smiles like he is very proud of me. I like that he is happy with me, and I want to make him happier. I eye the bulge in his pants and tentatively crawl my fingers towards it, unsure if he will allow me. I glance up and he nods. I smile and blush as I unbuckle his belt, pop the buttons, and slowly slide down his zipper. Dr. Douglas shifts slightly to free his massive boner from the leg of his slacks. Take it out, he says. Get to know me. know my scent, know my texture, know my flavor. What? No. This will be all you will ever want and all you will ever need. Do you understand me? I nod and pull him out over his boxer briefs. He is long, but not unmanageable. And he is thick. So fucking thick. Take out my balls too, Jessica.
Don't forget about the balls, Jessica.
I obey and curl in under them. I can't. And slip them out over the stretchy material. His balls are big and heavy, and they roll nicely in my hand. Smell me, he says. I bring my nose to his pelvis and sniff lightly, but he tells me to do better, so I dig my nose into him so much that his pubes tickle me. I breathe in his potency, taking my time to smell his warm musk mixed with pungence and a woody fragrance. Yeah, he smells like shit.
It's balls.
Yeah.
It's balls.
Sweaty balls.
Smell me.
Smell me, Jessica. Now feel me while you continue to imprint on my scent. What the fuck?
Fucking Jacob over here.
I know, I'd be like, I gotta go. What are you? Yeah. I whimper and wrap my hand around him and begin to stroke. No, not like that. He stills my hand and opens my grip. Feel me. Memorize me such that if all your other senses are taken away and all you have is touch, you will know you are touching me. I am unsure how to handle his cock. I only ever touched a penis for one purpose, and my hand is confused. I bring both hands in and feel blindly along his shaft with my fingers while my nose is buried in his hair. His skin is soft, like silk wrapped over an iron rod. His foreskin slides smoothly with my touch, slipping down off his mushroomed tip and swallowing it up again. His legs tense when my fingers touch the exposed tip and I feel slimy pre-cum at its slit. I trace the ridges of his veins and feel his root to the base, where it disappears inside him. I follow the bottom down to his balls. The skin is almost like goose flesh. Ew.
The flesh of a goose.
Mmm. And his nuts feel really full inside. Dr. Douglas groans quietly and praises my touch. He shifts upwards and pulls his belt from its loops. Now you will taste me. He tells me to fold my hands to my chest like I am praying, and he wraps his belt around my chest and wrists, pinning my hands and squeezing my tits. Put your mouth on me, he says, and holds the base of his cock. I bend forward awkwardly with no arms and almost fall on him, but he catches me by the hair with his free hand and aligns me with his stiff rod, pushing my lips towards it. I open my mouth and he shoves me down hard, sending my nose slamming into his pubes while my throat goes into vicious convulsions. He holds me there and I'm either going to throw up or die. My body fights to save itself and my legs begin to splay erratically as I try to wrestle free. Dr. Douglas hooks my legs behind his and pins them to the couch. Saliva and phlegm are pouring down over his underwear, spreading a large wet patch. I am about to black out when he pulls me off and I gasp for air, spittle hanging from my lips and webbed to his cock.
Jesus Christ.
Who am I? He asks. Dr. Douglas, I reply through heaving panting. Wrong. He shoves me down again, sending me into another choking fit. Who am I? Matthew. A harsh growl sends me near to death again. Last chance. Who am I? Last chance? What are you gonna do, killer?
Yeah, death by cock.
He's like, you're gonna fucking choke and die. Call me daddy. Last chance. Who am I? Daddy, I cry. That's right, baby girl. His pride in me shines, and I feel so wonderful that I have pleased him. He releases his tight grip on my hair, and I eagerly slurp away at his delicious cock as he leans back with his arms spread across the back of the sofa. I watch the pleasure wash over his face while I suck him and lick him. I love that I am making him feel this amount of joy, and I take him deeper and deeper each time. His lips praise my goodness. His thighs flex beneath me, and his abdomen shivers as he breathes out a long sigh, and his cock spits violently into my mouth, firing its hot, thick load to the back of my throat. So much of it keeps coming and coming, and I swallow vigorously as my mouth fills up. Daddy lifts me from his dripping wet cock and cradles my bound body in his lap, dropping a soft kiss to my forehead and stroking my hair while I rub my face against his warm chest. "You will never try to displease me, will you, Jessica?" He utters his words as a statement, not a question. I shake my head. "Never, Daddy. Know that what we did this afternoon was not punishment. This was all done for your pleasure. You do not want to ever have to experience being punished by me."
Yeah, what the fuck? That was a weird therapy session.
Yeah.
Take out my balls, Jessica.
Smell them. Imprint on my scent.
All right. And this next one is from outrageous_pie6782. And it's called The Ultimate Betrayal. And the tags are male 30s, male 34, female 34, cuckold, bicurious, blowjob. A little backstory. I recently divorced my ex-wife of 8 years. She was the love of my life. Very pretty, but more so, she was so sexy to me. Everything she did was so hot and she was so very open sexually, but it destroyed me mentally and I haven't been in the best shape toward the end of our relationship, so I got a gym membership to get back in shape and get back to dating. I met a lot of cool friends at the gym, and one African-American guy in particular really seemed to stand out because he was ripped. I asked him for pointers in lifting and diet here and there. We became kind of friends. I told him about my life and ex-wife, how things ended recently. Like a typical dude, he asked if she was hot. LOL. Every guy asks this.
Do they?
I have no idea. I don't know how dudes talk to each other. I showed him pics of her and told him some stories about her sexual exploits. After a conversation we had after our workout in the sauna, he asked me if I wanted to go out to a local bar to two-man it with some girls and increase our luck. So we went out last weekend to go bar hopping and get some girls. He was doing great. He got a couple of girls to hang out with us, but only one girl came back to his place with him, making me the odd man out. I said I'll hang out in the living room while they were in his room. The last thing I wanted to do was cock block. About 20 minutes later, the girl left really quick. I jokingly asked him if his dick was too big for her, that it scared her off. He answered back saying it's actually not rare for girls to tap out. I was caught off guard and just kind of laughed, but nervously joked, "I gotta see that monster." Oh my god. I was drunk. I don't know why I said that, but to be honest, I did catch myself getting kind of distracted, you could say, during our previous workouts, because down there, he looked like he had a boner. It didn't intrigue me at the time, I just noticed he was large. Kind of like, okay, damn, good for you, my friend. I guess with a lot of drinks in me and kind of feeling like we're pretty cool, I decided that was the joke to go with. I kind of felt embarrassed, so I just added a no homo. Okay. No homo. Show me your dick. No homo. He just laughed and said I could hang out in his room since she left. He offered to let me smoke some weed that he had. We went to his room and packed a bowl in his bong and both took a big rip. I just sat on his bed because I got high instantly. Black people smoke some strong weed.
Okay.
It's like just a weird generalization, but all right. He put on some music videos, like some booty shaking shit. Kind of weird, but I thought nothing of it. He closed his bedroom door. We were just chilling out and I was sitting down. He wouldn't sit down and I could tell he wasn't even watching the music videos. He was just kind of standing facing me. He brought up my ex-wife again out of nowhere. I didn't mind though. I know she's super hot. He asked to see her pics again. He was making subtle comments about her being hot and then asked if I knew if she ever tried any black dick before. What is happening?
He's like, "Can I fuck your wife?"
Ex-wife.
Yeah, can I fuck your ex-wife?
I was kind of shocked that he was so forward, but I was drunk and laughed. Then I had a visual of a time I did find out she fucked a black guy during our relationship. I told him, yes, actually, she did once when I was with her. He said that he could tell. She looks like the type that he could pull at the club. I just started laughing a little and asked him why he asked. He asked if I would be mad if he found her Instagram and slid in her DMs. I was kind of getting into the conversation more than I should have. As a straight guy, why am I enjoying this? My ex-wife that I'm so hung up on, too. I was high. I played along and just said, "Bro, you wouldn't even try that." He said, "But if I did, would you be surprised if she wanted to fuck my big black dick?" This is the weirdest conversation for two men to be having, like two straight men to be having together.
Yeah, they're a little curious.
They are. Me being totally curious said, "I don't know, what would you show her to make that happen?" He smiled, walked over to me and just pulled his shorts down and his cock bounced up in my face. I said, "Bro, what the fuck? Of course you would want that in her. What girl would say no to you?" He laughed and said that she had already met him.
him. I was still taking this lightly as a joke because I was so high, but then he pulled out his phone and opened his Instagram DMs. At the top was my ex-wife's profile picture and a message thread. My heart was skipping beats. I was in such shock. What he was stroking his own dick as I read their back and forth messages. I was getting really hard sitting in his bed, discovering he had fucked my ex-wife after I first mentioned her weeks before. Yeah, not a good friend.
Oh my God.
He told her I gave him her name and that they should hang out. I was getting a little teary-eyed coming to the realization he used me to get to her, and then it made me think I wanted this to happen. Then he told me to look up at him. He was a lot closer to me now, and his tip grazed my lips. I looked at his huge, big dick with different eyes now, knowing my ex-wife had been on it. I asked him if they'd really fucked, and he said, "What did the message say?" I choked up and said, "Yes," and he just smiled and said, "Well then, what do you think, you F-slur?"
Oh no.
I was so scared. My throat was tense and my voice was breaking. He told me to close my eyes. I did. I was shaking. He pushed my head closer to him and I felt soft skin touch my lips and he whispered to me, "Open." I opened my mouth a little and felt him push in stronger. Then I opened more and more. My jaw felt like it was fully open. I felt his hand on the back of my head, firmly gripping my hair. He started to push his big swollen tip along my tongue to the back of my throat, gagging me. I opened my eyes and looked up. He was smiling. He said, "You're gonna be a BB slut just like your wife now." The end. I'm uncomfortable.
Wow.
Well, that's not a true friend. He fucked your ex-wife and then was like, "Now suck my dick."
Yeah. You guys didn't even talk about it.
And he used a derogatory term. And we don't like that here.
No. It's always the ones I pick.
Riley always picks the problematic ones.
This next one is from powerhungry_chihuahua.
Cute.
And the title is, "I can't stop looking at the guy in the library." Female 28, male 31, female 29, voyeurism, public masturbation. We love a good masturbation in the library.
I do it every week.
You dog.
Yeah.
Living downtown in the Rust Belt has its pros and cons. Mostly it's cheap, which is nice. But our library is also massive, built for a bygone era. I have no clue how our librarian manages to keep track of the giant maze of books that never seems to end. I go to get ahead on work there every Sunday, mostly because that's the day that mystery man likes to go most often. I have a huge crush on him. I think about him often when I'm in the shower. Sometimes I don't get any work done because I just sit there fantasizing about him bending me over the table and fucking me.
Wow.
Today he didn't show up alone. He has some girl with him. Sigh. I guess there wasn't ever a chance then. That's probably his girlfriend. The way they are touching each other and laughing, you can tell they have chemistry. The librarian has asked them to shut up a few times. The librarian's like, "Shut up."
Shut your fucking mouth. This is a library.
Hey, shut the fuck up. I find I can't stop sneaking an eye on them. They look so hot together. I notice he has been tracing his finger along her inner thigh under the table. The visual makes my thighs tingle with the shock of electricity, as if he was doing it to me. I see it inch closer and closer to her shorts. I barely noticed that they had gone pretty quiet, each pretending to be reading something. Her legs spread slightly, inviting him. Her face turns red as his hand reaches her mound. I can feel my pussy throb, asking for fingers itself. His fingers sneak under her waistband, and I can barely contain myself in the chair. I know this is, like, not okay to do in public, but, like, also...
kinda hot.
Kind of hot, yeah.
All of a sudden, I see that they've stood up and walked towards the maze of books. This girl is about to live out my fantasy, and I was going to miss it. I get up and walk into the maze myself. I didn't make that choice. My body did the deciding for me. I was shocked I was doing this. My body was full of adrenaline, trying to be sneaky as to not be heard. I'm finding my way by listening for her giggles as they go deeper and deeper into the rows of books. I lose the giggles after a while, so I stop and I hear something going on the other side of the shelves. I pull one book out, and to my surprise, there they were. She was completely naked. She was also upright on her knees. What a beautiful pair of light pink tits. And a round ass that looked to be built for spanking. I could visualize the red handprints his hands would leave on her. Actually, now that I think of it, she's kind of looks like me. She unbuckled his jeans and pulled out his cock. It was everything I could have ever hoped it would be. Hard, long, and girthy. I watched intently as her hand held the base of his cock, her lips gently kissing the tip before slowly enveloping it one inch, then back, then another inch, then back. He let out a groan. I was gushing, my underwear soaked. I pulled them down from under my short skirt, feeling the cool library air blow against my wet lips. I rub myself in rhythm with her strokes. She loves it. She moans to show it. His hand gently caressing the back of her head before he grabs a grip of her hair and forces himself more and more into her throat. Her moans turn into gargles for air as he fucks her mouth with every stroke of his hips. I lose myself in ecstasy as I imagine myself in her position. My eyes were closed, and I didn't realize that my eyes were closed.
Oh.
When I opened them, he was gone, and she was sitting there playing with herself just like I was. But where did he go? I felt a hand grab my waist from behind, and a face touched the back of my head. I was hoping you follow us in here. I always noticed you eyeing me, so I'm glad you got to see our little show. I've been eyeing you too.
Oh my god.
I'd shit my pants.
Oh no. Shit your skirt.
Shit my skirt. I froze. I could do no more than let out a muffled moan and arch out my ass invitingly. My fingers never stopped and my eyes never left the girl touching herself. Isn't she beautiful? Suddenly, I felt the tip of his cock welcome itself into the opening of my pussy. Every inch of himself filled me inside. My feet barely touched the ground with every thrust. My muffled moans became less and less muffled, her fingers going faster and faster. His grunts got louder and louder. I knew no one else in the library could hear us, but she definitely did, and she seemed to enjoy it. Her moans started matching mine. He lifted my top and unhooked my bra. My tits spilled out, and his hands met them. The sheer bliss of my pussy was reaching its climax, my moans getting higher pitched. He grabbed my waist in cue and thrust deep with every stroke. My pussy began to convulse, gripping and letting go of his cock voraciously, thanking it for all the pleasure it gave. He let out a loud grunt and thrust one final time. My feet off the ground, his cock exploded into my pussy, joining it in twitching harmony. He removed himself, my pussy barely containing his warm cum inside. Clean it up. I turned around. His cock glistened with our juices. The girl had come around. She walked towards us, her body still gorgeous. He looked over at her. Clean her up. I still couldn't believe what was happening. She didn't flinch. She knelt under me, and I felt her tongue scoop itself into my sensitive pussy.
Oh my god.
I jolted and placed my hand on her head as I bent forward from the overwhelming sensitivity. He repeated himself. Clean it up. His cock was but a few inches away from my face. I could not manage to put myself together, but I needed to do as I was told. I took it in, my lips feeling the edges of his tip disappear into my mouth. I loved tasting myself on him. The flavor was exhilarating. His cock that has gone semi-hard was growing stiff again. I could feel the grows of his veins of the bottom of his cock on my tongue. It stuffed my mouth as it grew harder, and I could do no more than move my head back and forth and open my throat to make space. At the same time, my pussy was lit up. Her tongue had already wrangled all his cum from my pussy. Now she was eating me out. She understood everything about my pussy. I was getting close again. Yeah, because she's a girl.
Also, they're in the library butt-ass naked doing this.
Yeah, that's crazy. That is crazy.
After the librarian's already told you to shut up multiple times, and you're like, you know what? I'm going to fuck here.
Not only that, I'm going to have a fucking threesome. We're to be loud about it. He grabbed my hair from the back of my head and started thrusting himself just like he did to her not too long ago. She was playing with herself, moaning into my pussy. The sensations were getting too much to handle. Oh my god, I'm going to come, she said. Oh yeah? Uh-huh, she moaned. I was close too. You want me to come in this girl's mouth with you? Yeah, she confirmed. Fuck, he groaned. Was all I could let out with his cock stuffing me. My god, I'm coming. She continued to eat me as he picked up his pace. My legs turned to jelly as I came on her pretty face. She quickly breathed, and she's coming, and delved back in. Fuck.
Oh my god, there's so much going on.
In a library. Of all places. He thrust one last time deep into my throat. My eyes rolled to the back of my head. I held my breath as I could feel his cock pumping along its length. In its third pump, his warm cum deposited straight into my stomach with every subsequent pump more and more. I had no strength left. She collapsed and I on top of her, cum dripping from both our faces. relayed there for a while. They left at some point, and I found myself alone in the maze with nothing more than the skirt around my waist. The rest of my clothes splayed on the floor. My fantasy fulfilled.
Wow. Girl, crazy. You crazy, crazy girl.
You better hope that librarian doesn't find you.
I would be so afraid that we would get caught. Like, the whole time. I feel like I'd be like, oh my god.
Yeah, you can't get butt-ass naked for that.
No. I mean, you can still do it, but, like, keep your clothes on.
Yeah.
You gotta be ready to run.
All right, and this last one is from James Merceau, and it's called Four Lumberjacks Fuck Me Raw. Female 20s. Male 30, male 30, male 30, male 30. Gangbang, nature, free use. Ever since moving to my little homestead in New England, I'd developed a new routine for myself. At the end of each day, I'd wander through the property for a while, taking stock of my new life. I'd walk the fence around my land, stopping to inspect the growing garden and check up on my chickens. As dusk came, I'd take a moment to myself and watch the sunset, appreciating the new life I'd built. In the summer, I came to take these sunset walks in nothing but a pair of old jeans. Few things felt more freeing than slipping off my shirt and unhooking my bra at the end of a hard day's work. And after all, aside from when I had friends visiting, I was alone for miles in each direction, so there was no one to see as I let the summer sunshine warm my bare breasts. To be honest, I also got a little secret enjoyment at the sight of myself in the mirror as I slipped my top off each afternoon. My whole life, my mother and sisters had hounded me to eat more food and let go of the need to be so skinny. Despite the hard work each day, homestead cooking had done wonders for my figure. I couldn't help but admire the curves of my hips and the way my already ample breasts seemed to be growing even bigger. During one of my soothing sunset walks, though, I learned that I wasn't quite as alone as I thought. I was leaning against a fence, gazing out on the golden light, when I felt them. Two hands on either side of my hips. My heart immediately leapt into my throat, fear seizing my body. My breathing froze completely as the hands slowly guided themselves up to my chest.
Relax.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Relax. It's just a strange man behind you in the woods.
I would be screaming, crying, all the things.
Yeah. The voice was deep, firm, and oddly soothing. Working their way up my sides, both hands reached my breasts, cupping and rubbing them gently. Slowly, my breathing returned, shallow and weak. Turning around to gaze upon the owner of this husky voice, I was met with a pair of fierce gray eyes, sitting atop a bearded face worn by years of hard work outside. To my further surprise, though, I saw that there wasn't just one intruder. Three other similarly burly men stood just behind him. As I sat in a paralyzed state between dread and anticipation, I kicked myself for being so distracted by the sun that I didn't even hear this posse approach. Trying to think of where they had come from, I vaguely recalled the radio mentioning lumberjacks completing a forest clearing operation in the nearby woods this week. My rambling thoughts, though, were quickly cut short by a pair of thick lips pressing into my own, followed by the gentle intrusion of a powerful tongue down my throat.
What the fuck?
Just imagine, like, the TikTok lumberjack, though.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
What's his name? Thorin?
I don't know. He's just the guy that, like, carries the stumps with his belt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy. But four of them.
Well.
This changes things.
Would you guys like to come in for some tea?
My mind went blank as I lost myself in this kiss, instinctually pressing my tongue back against his. If my rational brain were functioning, it would surely tell me that allowing four strangers to fuck me raw in the woods was a bad idea, but for once, I allowed myself to abandon thought and let my impulses take over. As a stranger broke away from our kiss, I felt my body ache in anticipation. Turning me around, the lumberjack's hands guided my own onto the fence, leaving me bent over before him. Next, his hands dropped below my waist, gently unbuttoning my jeans from behind. As the zipper came down, he slowly slid the denim off my hips, whispering an audible fuck as he ran his fingers over my soft curves. Soon my panties dropped down to my ankles too, a glistening hint of moisture left on them. Facing the fence, I took a deep breath, trying to steady myself. His cock paused, just against my pussy, rubbing me gently as I grew more and more wet. Finally, after what felt like an eternity, he slid inside me, forcing a whimper from my mouth. From the first thrust, I could tell this man was one of the biggest I'd ever taken. Every push felt like it was pressing deep into my stomach, emitting ecstatic waves of pleasure through my body. As he gripped my sides harder and built up a powerful rhythm, my labored breathing morphed into equally rhythmic series of moans. There were no words exchanged between us as this lumberjack used my body, his hand locked around my hips, making it clear I wasn't going anywhere. Out in the woods, this fuck was too natural, too primal for words. As his powerful cock drove deep into me with each thrust, I felt my core tense and seize, my entire body driven to sheer pleasure. The soft slap of our skin hitting against each other was broken only by my desperate pleas for more and his increasingly aggressive moans. Just as I felt my legs begin to start quivering and shaking, I heard an overwhelming sigh of pleasure behind me as my pussy flooded with his hot cum, his hands holding me close. I felt his cock twitch with every drop, shooting more and more cum deep in my body, squeezing my pussy and moving my hips back and forth, making sure to drain my lumberjack completely.
Oh, your lumberjack.
My lumberjack. As we stood there for a moment, his sweaty chest pressed against my back, I lost all sense of the world. It was only his cool lips kissing my shoulder that brought me back to reality, specifically that there were another three men waiting for their turn at my pussy. As the first man slipped out of me, I assumed the same position as before, my hands grabbing the fence before me. My body may have felt damn sore, but my spirit was aching for another round. She said, I'm ready. Within just a few moments, another pair of hands suddenly grabbed my hips. These ones felt much less gentle than the first, and I gritted my teeth. Sure enough, there was no waiting around this time. Almost immediately, the second man thrust his cock into my pussy, already lubed with a mix of cum and my own soaking wetness. I gasped sharply. If anything, this dick was even bigger than the first. This time, the thrusts were more violent, a hint of anger with each one, as if this man had waited a long time for such a release. To my own surprise, the thought of allowing him to let go like this filled me with a deep satisfaction. The feeling only added to the pleasure I felt, his cock pressing deep into my stomach, resulting in the same electric pleasure building in my body. By now, I was moaning a pathetic fuck, fuck, fuck with every stroke. The endearing softness of the first man was replaced by brutal, hard dominance. Rather than resist, though, I gave in completely, allowing his aggression to grow and grow, turning my body over to him. As my entire body tensed and shook in reaction, my hands slipped off the fence. I caught myself on the turfy grass below me. The man, lost in his own grunts and moans, barely seemed to notice, continuing to drill my pussy over and over. My ass remained arched in the air, but my face was now pressed against the grass, my mind almost delirious with carnal pleasure. I continued to let a string of expletives out of my mouth as I grabbed and clawed at the grass around me, feeling like I almost couldn't handle another second. Just as my mind seemed to be on the verge of cracking, though, my body took over. A crashing wave building deep in my stomach hit me with such violence that my muscles began to spasm and shake. In between tears, I let out a series of screams as my orgasm electrified me. Despite treating me like a piece of meat, witnessing my pleasure now seemed to be enough to send my opponent over the edge, his own orgasm flooding into me with the same power his thrusts had. Pushing his hard dick inside as far as it would go, I felt every twitch and convulsion of his release. Exhausted, he collapsed onto me, driving us both down into the grass. We lay there for a moment, our sweat mixing together, the last rays of the day shining against our bodies. Before long, the man picked himself up, leaving me broken and disheveled on the ground. I was so lost in my body that my senses barely registered anymore, and I didn't see where he walked off to. The next thing I remember was the third man whispering in my ear, politely asking if he could still fuck me. My own words surprised me. Fuck yes, please.
Oh my gosh, your poor vagina.
I know. I barely remember the next two men, my limp body lying on the grass, completely subservient to their needs. Only flashes are still with me, the third man having a cute young charm to him, enjoying playing with my nipples as he softly fucked me, the fourth man laughing at the thought of entering a pussy with three loads already dumped into it, and preferring to gently fuck my throat instead. The next thing I remember before I passed out was a warm load slowly sliding down my throat, tasting surprisingly sweet. A well-deserved treat for a girl like me.
A treat?
For a girl like you.
Okay.
When I came to, I was being placed down gently on the couch on my porch, absolutely naked except for a big fuzzy blanket wrapped around me. A pair of lips brushed against my cheek in a surprisingly intimate manner. Before I drifted back off to sleep, I heard a voice, which I hazily registered as the first lumberjack to fuck me. Sleep tight. See you tomorrow. The end.
Is that a threat?
See you tomorrow.
Crazy.
Wow.
Honestly, the last one was a little spooky.
It was a little spooky. Unless you picture the TikTok guy.
Yeah, unless it's like a fantasy, yeah, or something like that. But to just be like casually having a nice day in the sun and then boom, hands are on you. Scary, terrifying.
Relax.
Yeah, also a man telling you to relax. Fuck off.
Yeah, true. Well, we hope you enjoyed this episode.
Yeah. Come on over to Patreon.
Yeah, we do this every Tuesday. Every Tuesday we do this.
It's Tuesday, isn't it?
All right. Well, if you liked this episode, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe.
Follow us on Instagram at @SmutUpAndListenPodcast and on TikTok at @SmutUpAndListen.
Tell your friends, but not your mom. And we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
Bye.